This is an executive summary of how DST sponsors Project Cash Flow, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you evaluate an offering from one of the many DST sponsor companies, the projected cash flow, the distributions you're told to expect, is front and center. But that projection isn't a measurement, it's a model, built by the sponsor from a set of assumptions about how the property will perform. Understanding the inputs behind the projection is the single most important skill in DST due diligence, because the same property can be made to look more or less attractive depending on how aggressively the sponsor sets its assumptions. The projection rests on three groups of inputs: occupancy and rent assumptions, how full the property stays and what tenants pay, expense and reserve assumptions, operating costs and capital set-asides, and debt service effects, interest and amortization. Optimistic assumptions in any of these areas inflate the projected distributions, making a deal look better than it may perform. This guide breaks down each group of inputs, explains how assumptions drive the headline cash flow, and lays out the questions every investor should challenge before investing. All projected cash flows and distributions discussed here are estimates based on assumptions, not guarantees. Past performance does not guarantee future results. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.